are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this morning's edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Is it Dolly's birthday?
Today is her birthday. How about that?
And I didn't send her a card.
We should get one together and send it, because I think I forgot to. Yeah, it popped up this morning. Oh, that's right. Today is Dolly's birthday. They're doing a big celebration at the Opry for her, too.
She's 77, huh?
Absolutely.
She's had quite a career, hasn't she?
She has, and she is not slowing down.
Not a bit.
I think she's got more energy than I do. It's crazy. But welcome over. We had a little bit of white stuff. Just a reminder, it's still January.
It is still January. We get kind of complacent after a few days of sunshine.
But we do indeed. Last week we touched a little bit on the recycling bins. They were kind of the process.
They were kind of in limbo for a while, but we have found a new home for them. And so they are still on Buffalo. So they were on Buffalo before, but... Mm-hmm. The former location was west of Buffalo from Sale Barn Road, and now if you're on Sale Barn Road, they are east of Buffalo. So there's a big storage unit on the corner, but just look towards the river when you're on Sale Barn Road, and you'll see them. And so I just want to remind people of a couple of things. They are emptied every Tuesday. And sometimes over the weekend, they will get pretty full. So if you show up on Monday and everything is full, please don't put your recycling on the ground. That is littering, and we don't want you to get in trouble for that. But just come back on Wednesday, and they'll all be fresh and clean and empty. And in fact, that would be a good habit to get into.
Yeah.
Take your recycling on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a great thing that, Fort Pierre offers. So let's do it the right way. And, things will run smooth that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And we will keep an eye on it. And if it happens that they need to be emptied twice a week, we'll certainly consider that. So, but just don't leave your recycling on the ground.
No, we don't want that. Yeah. We want things to look good around town. And of course, one of those things that makes the town look really nice is the community garden. And believe it or not, it's time to start thinking about that.
It is. My husband is getting seed catalogs already. And I think he's probably already ordered a few things. It's January. It's time for him to order seeds. So it looks like we'll have a couple of vacancies this year. And Fort Pierre residents get first dibs, but if there are any left, we have taken gardeners from outside city limits. But if you're from Fort Pierre, get your name in. Ron Schreiner is the manager, and his phone number is 605-222-9611. And if you didn't have a chance to write that down, call the city office and they'll give you his number.
Fantastic. Yeah, another great opportunity that is offered. So if you're wanting to do a little garden, you don't have a spot, this is a really good chance to still do that.
Well, and it's they're all raised beds, so you're not on your knees. About 65-70% of our gardeners are past the age of 65. And so it's a great opportunity. We have had people in wheelchairs. We've had people using walkers and still able to garden because a raised bed just makes it so much easier. And there is water in every garden. So all you need is your soaker hoses. And then you show up maybe once a day, turn it on for 20 minutes while you weed, turn it off, and you're done. And so it's just so much easier. I had no idea how much easier gardening in a raised bed is. And the other thing is that because you're not walking on it, it doesn't get compacted. And so there's never a need to till. You know, and you can plant a whole lot more. You can get a lot in a raised bed.
That is great. So, yeah, again, reach out for that opportunity if you're interested. And like you said, there may be a couple of spots open. So
There could be. And Ron is a master gardener, and he's always delighted to help people with their questions and especially the difference in if you've never gardened in a raised bed before, mm-hmm. he'll be happy to give some instructions. And the other thing we're going to need this year is an assistant to Ron. We need someone else to help manage the gardens, and because otherwise, for him, it's a full-time job. And as much as he loves it, he could use some help. So if you want to garden, if you want to be part of it and help manage it, let us know that too.
Sounds great. So some good things to look forward to and think spring and warmer weather.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for stopping by. As always, good to have you here, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood that was brought to you today by Lee Real Estate.